AP News, I'm Mike Kempen. Northern Florida, the coastal regions of Georgia and South Carolina, and parts of North Carolina are bracing for severe rain and catastrophic flooding this week as Tropical Storm Debbie moves up the coast and to the east. Tybee Island, Georgia, interim city manager Michelle Owens says preparations have been ongoing for several days.
We're looking at unprecedented levels of rain and flooding here on Tybee. From what I understand, this is a 1,000-year flood event.
Debbie made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane on the Big Bend coast of Florida early Monday, resulting in several deaths. 8 Palestinians have been killed and 7 wounded by Israeli fire during military raids in the occupied West Bank. World leaders are trying to stop tensions in the Middle East from boiling over into a regional war. A nearly $1 billion civil judgment has been imposed on the operators of a Colorado Springs, Colorado funeral home.
A lawyer for families say the Colorado funeral home owners who allegedly stored 190 decaying bodies and sent grieving families fake ashes have been ordered by a judge to pay $950 million to the victims' relatives in a civil case. But the ruling is merely symbolic because the judgment is unlikely to be paid out since the owners, John and Carrie Hallford, have been in financial trouble for years. The Hallfords also face hundreds of criminal charges in separate cases, including abuse of a corpse. Dozens of families received urns they believe contained loved ones' remains. Instead, they were decaying in a building. I'm Norman Hall.
Japan's benchmark Nikkei index soared more than 10% a day after it set markets tumbling in Europe and on Wall Street. Other world markets were mixed, but appeared to have settled after the roller coaster start to the week on Monday. This is AP News. Protesters won a Nobel laureate to lead Bangladesh.
A key organizer of Bangladesh's student protests says Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus is their choice as head of an interim government a day after longtime Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned. The country's figurehead president and the military chief said on Monday that an interim government would soon be formed. Nahid Islam, the organizer, in a video post on social media, says the student protest leaders have already talked with Yunus, who has consented to take over. Islam adds the student protesters will announce more names for the government, and it would be a difficult challenge, he says, for the current leadership to ignore their choices. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
And Japanese automaker Nissan says it has developed a cool paint that can keep people inside cars cooler. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.